You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Nisan, that is very special and unique, as we learn in Parashat HaChodesh, it's a HaChodesh Hazeh Ihenachem Rosh Chodeshim. So first of all, this man has been designated as the start of all the month in the calendar. And also, the way that it is stated in the Torah, usually we have through the year either one day, like Chodesh Nisan, or we have 2 days of Rosh Chodesh. There's a schedule and the way we calculate. But here the Torah says, HaChodesh Hazeh, this month, Yehi Lachem Rosh Chodeshim. So this month, every day is Rosh Chodesh. Yeah. So the contrary that all the... Right, but the way that the Torah describes this month, it says HaChodesh Hazeh Yelachem Rosh Chodeshim. The whole month, as far as the
head of the month.
Yeah, beside being ahead of the month, but every day has the status of the Rosh Chodesh.
You pray the Rosh Chodesh every day?
No, but we don't say Tachanunim, and it's a month of very special procedure that we start saying the portion of the sacrifice of the Nisi'im. We have the very big Chag that we celebrate Pesach, and also is predicted that Beit HaMikdash Shedishi Tibanu Tekonen Mezal Shem Bihrav Yamenu will come down from Shamayim in Chodesh Nisan.
Any connection to the eclipse today?
Obviously. Yeah, the connection is that within that hour that they announced, you sit in the Beit Midrash and learn some Rashi and Gemara, so you don't go out. See, that was the connection. And the Erev Rosh Chodesh, that to celebrate Chodesh Nisan in such a way. That's what happened. So now here, we have the first Rashi of the Chumash, as you recall. You recall the first Rashi? I'm not asking for the second one, the first one. <at least. laughs> The first Rashi of the Chumash. No? You want to think about it? The first Rashi of our that actually the Torah should have been started by HaChodesh Hazeh Yelachem Rosh Chodeshim. Actually, the Torah should have started since the first halacha that we have. We designate the month through the month here. So now the question is, why has been postponed it till at the time that Am Yisrael came out of Mitzrayim? Yitzhak, but Yitzhak has anything to do with it. The halacha should have started in the beginning of the Torah. So that's what the question that is asked. How come is? Also, we say in Haggadah, what do we say in Haggadah? It's too early to ask you about the Haggadah.
We say a lot of things, in what respect?
No, about the Rosh Chodesh. But the Haggadah should have, we start right now, no? Chodesh Nisan, no?
But we left Egypt on Nisan in 15.
It's right, yes, but this command was given on the first of the Chodesh Nisan. So now, what's the whole concept of celebrating Rosh Chodesh? Why we celebrate Rosh Chodesh?
Because the beginning is very important in everything.
Chazak Baruch, it's very, very powerful message that we believe that beginning is very, very crucial matter. As the Gemara brings, kol hatchalot kashot, every beginning is very, very hard task. So now, what do we do on Rosh Chodesh?
Celebrate.
And then, what's the purpose of the Rosh Chodesh? Why Hashem created the moon?
To celebrate the moon. Celebrate the connection between us and the moon.
Okay. What do we do with the moon? To calculate the month, you mean?
Yeah.
Yes.
Very good. Beautiful. Very nice. Everybody calculates their month or calendar through the moon?
No.
No?
The Muslims doing it only by the moon.
By sun. They do this by sun.
Shem. By the sun.
Anybody
else besides us uses the moon?
Jewish Shamsi. Mohan Shamsi.
That's a other nation use the sun and we use
the moon.
No. Use
both.
Both of them,
yeah. Yeah, use both of them. Right. Use both. So now here I'm Rav Yitzchak, so the Torah should have started by this command. So why is postponed it till Exodus? Because the whole concept of the calculating the month, it teaches us, what do you learn from the moon?
Time?
Elevate yourself. No, time you have to reject your opinion because there are many, they use moon, the sun.
The beginning of
use the sun, why are you using the moon?
Huh?
Why do you use the moon? Use
renewal.
The sun.
Renewal.
Ah, the moon teaches us the renewal. What does that mean?
Comes and goes.
Starts again, it finishes, there's a cycle.
The moon?
You see it, actually.
The sun you don't see?
No, you don't see it. It's part of it. It's always there.
Okay.
And you never see it in the beginning, middle, and end.
Oh, the moon is variable.
Yes.
It's not, you know, sometimes it's on a diet, sometimes it's too much. Yeah. I see. Very nice.
Has a cycle.
Ah, beautiful. Very nice. So sometimes it becomes full, and sometimes it becomes tiny. Yeah, tiny. Beautiful, very nice. Chazaka Baruch, yeah. Very nice, beautiful. You study the moon?
No.
Tala Kadosh here, Rabbi Yitzchak is teaching us, obviously, the whole concept of the Chodesh and the moon is that Yehudi should understand that in life, that's how it is. Sometimes the life becomes very tiny, they become a little bit, you know, overweight, then becomes full, and all of a sudden you see, what happened? It becomes tiny again. But here, the moon is teaching us, even though in circumstances that you feel, ay, 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 what's going to happen? So the moon says, learn from me! That things is not going to stay like this all the time. So that means actually, the moon is recharging. Through the moon, recharging ourselves. And the Mitzvah is teaching us, if we would have learned this at the beginning of the Torah, what would it do for us?
Nothing, no purpose.
No?
No.
So
after they get out from Egypt, they start to have a purpose, life, see the circuit.
Why not? Adam HaRishon could not learn from it.
Adam HaRishon, I'm sure he knew about it.
Understand, but still, they knew, like Abraham knew, Yitzhak knew, the Shevatim knew. But what's the difference between commanding this guideline at the beginning or later? What's the difference? So tell us now.
Maybe there is a chance, Chas v'Shalom, they could be Abu Dazara, if it was the beginning?
No, I don't think so. I mean, they could have. No, actually, the risk would be more because they were involved with Abu Dazara. And the answer here is to know that life is upside down. When you're in Gan Eden, it's not a big deal. But when you sank in 49 levels of Tum'ah, and you lose hope, you say, why, what's going to happen? What's going to be with me? What am I going to do? So that's why this mitzvah has commanded right at the time that they never thought there could be a slight chance of redemption. To teach us, even that it seems to you that there is no slight hope, but still you should not, God forbid, lose hope. That's why this command was given exactly at the right timing to teach us that even at the time that Am Yisrael had no slight hope, it's going to be after 210 years in such a country full of impurity and slavery and hardship, how are you going to get out of this? And teaches us even in such circumstances, Chas v'Shalom. Yeah. To teach us that this is exactly the purpose of the awareness that the Yehudi should have, the Chas v'Shalom, never in even a drastic timing, should not lose hope.
Why we cannot watch the moon?
That's the concept that the moon represents Shekhinah, and we cannot look at the Shekhinah. Yeah. And here we have to energize ourselves, especially that Moshe Tzidkenu impatiently waiting for us. Because we have to a little bit boost up ourselves in our emunah, and without a shame, we'll be honored to greet Moshe Tzidkenu v'karov b'mehra v'yameinu. And without a shame, this Chodesh will be Chodesh Geulah Amiti. And without a shame, this gave Yeshuot, without a shame, Mekarov.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.